Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining in on my morning, on my podcast, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, guys. Today I want to talk about being redeemed from the curse of the law. Right? I want to talk about redemption. Do you know that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law? We have been redeemed. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have been redeemed. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for joining in on my YouTube live page at Jean Martin 1681. You guys subscribe and like my YouTube page. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin. Today, you guys, we're going to talk about redemption. I'm not going to be here long, at least I don't think. I don't know. I want to talk about redemption, that we need to know that we have been, as born-again believers, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Cursed is he who hangeth upon a tree. We have been redeemed. We owed a debt that we could not pay. Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us, Lord God, for creating us to be the head and not the tail, for waking us up again today, this morning, Lord, allowing us to see another day, to live in your day, the day that you have made, Father God. We will rejoice and we will be glad that we are alive and that we're living in it. Because it means, Father, the fact that you woke us up again today, Lord God, means that you got a good plan and a good purpose in store for us again today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you said we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? Galatians 3 and 13. I'm not going to be here but a second, I believe, for a minute, a moment. But we have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Do you believe that? Do you believe you've been redeemed? Do you believe that he who knew no sin became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? You believe you've been redeemed? Thank you, Lord. I'm just sending out a few invites. See if anybody wants to come join in, stop and fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. He who knew no sin became sin. He paid a debt that we could be owed, that we could not pay. He became the ransom. He is the lamb that was slain before the foundations of this world. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We have been redeemed. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. Thank you, Lord, for your redemption. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Redemption, redemption, redemption. You know you've been redeemed? Do you know you've been redeemed? Do you know you've been redeemed? He who knew no sin became sin. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know you've been redeemed? Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Do you know you've been redeemed? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I was just laying there minding my business, and the Holy Spirit started talking to me. So I figured I'd come on and talk to you guys for a minute about we've been redeemed, because I don't believe that anything, nothing or nobody can curse me, right? I don't believe that nothing, no hex, no witches, no warlocks, no nothing can curse what God has blessed. So Galatians 3 and 13, like I said, we'll just be here for a second, for a minute, for a moment. Not very long. Thank you, Lord. We've been redeemed. Let's see. I don't know where we're gonna go. Galatians. Let's do Galatians 3:12. It says, "The law, however, is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangeth on a tree.'" So he was nailed to the cross. When he was nailed to the cross, he nailed our sins. He became our ransom. He paid a debt that we could not pay. He paid the debt that we owed that we could not afford to pay. It's like if someone kidnaps someone and they want a ransom for them. They saying, "If you don't give me $1 million, we're going to do this. Well, we owed a debt that we could not pay. And so Jesus Christ had to come and pay that sin debt so that we could be born again, right? We've been redeemed from the curse. What is the curse? The curse is any and everything that's opposite to who he is. Sickness, disease, everything has been redeemed, was nailed to the cross. We've been redeemed from the curse. And you know, the word of the Lord says that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the saints, right? That's part of our inheritance. As a born again believer, part of our identity is to know that we have been redeemed. When we understand that we have been redeemed from the curse, we won't add our faith to what anyone says when it's contrary to what God is saying. When people are not saying what God is saying about you or what the word of the Lord has said, then they're trying to curse you, right? If it's opposite to what God says, if it's opposite to who God is, then that's not the report of the Lord. We have been redeemed from the curse. He who knew no sin, Christ redeemed us from the curse. He became a curse. Christ redeemed us from the curse. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you have? If we believe that, excuse me, let me get this back around here. If we believe that we have been redeemed from the curse, we will quit adding our faith to old wise fables. If you walk across the path of a black cat, you're gonna get this many years bad luck. If a mirror break, that's 7 years bad luck. All that kind of foolishness. I don't believe in none of that kind of stuff. We cannot be adding our faith to curses. Don't add your faith to things that God is not saying. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you not know? Do you not believe? Do we not understand that when we have been redeemed, that was part of the finished work? The same way we was us up, Christ saved us, delivered us, and set us free. This is the same way he redeemed us. He just didn't die so we could be born again, but he died. A lot of things happened to him before he went on that cross. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was wounded by his stripes so we could be healed. There was a lot of everything that happened to Christ happened for a reason. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Okay, we were healed, meaning we're already healed. We have been redeemed. We have to stop accepting those curses, not walking in the curse. We have been redeemed from the curse. Let's not add our faith to what they say, but let's add our faith to what God say. We have been redeemed. It's not just enough to know the word. We have to believe it in our heart. We can confess it with our mouth, but we have to believe it. It's with the mouth that we confess, but it's with the heart that we believe. Do you believe that we have been redeemed from the curse? We have been redeemed from sickness. We've been redeemed for disease. We've been redeemed from whatever it is that the devil is saying. This is why we say, do you understand why we say what we say? It's not just a saying. The word of God is true. I'm here to testify on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. And though I've not physically touched him, and though I've not physically seen him, I have experienced him. Listen, the word of the Lord says that no weapon formed, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. What does that mean? What does that look like? It's not just a religious saying. It's not just something that we memorize. It's not. We have to take the word of God and we have to believe it in our heart. If I believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned, what I'm saying is, Lord, I believe that the devil cannot curse me. That's what I'm saying. I believe that no evil word that the devil speaks against me can prosper. Right? It will not be able to prosper. I don't believe the curse, therefore I shall not receive the curse. Okay? I don't believe that if you walk across the path of a black cat, that's 7 years bad luck, or if a mirror break, that's, I don't know what all those old demonic wise fables are, but I don't believe in any of that stuff. I believe that whatever a curse is attached to that word, that it cannot prosper against me. That's why I don't fear witches and warlocks and all that kind of stuff, because I do not believe that you can curse what God has blessed. That's not what I add my faith to. I believe the word of the Lord, Galatians 3:13. That's what I believe, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, it cursed is everyone who hangeth on a tree. We have been redeemed. So this is why we say, greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world, right? So what does that mean? What does that look like? Greater is he. What are we saying? We have to understand what we're saying, right? So that means that the spirit of the living God that's on the inside of me is greater than the demonic forces that's operating in the world that's trying to come against us. Greater is he that's within me, that's within you as a born-again believer, than the spirit of the Antichrist, that spirit that's in the world that operates in opposition to who God is and to how God is. And you know what? We can get our healing and we can get our deliverance by believing that that's not our part, that's not our portion. We're heirs and joint heirs in Jesus Christ. We're king children, God's children. We're heirs and joint heirs in Jesus Christ. We have a spiritual inheritance, and as he is, so are we in this world. You cannot curse. I just dropped in for a second, for a minute or a moment, to let you understand and know that no witch, no warlock, no word that's spoken against you that's contrary to what God said can prosper. Do you believe that? You have to believe it in order to receive it. You cannot curse what God has blessed. This is why we need to bless those who tried to curse us. Jesus says to bless those who tried to curse you. Why? Because the devil cannot curse what God has blessed. So don't add your faith to what the devil say. Because if you add your faith to what the devil say, then you can manifest it. But listen, we have to understand and know that no weapon formed, no, it's not what they say. It's not what mama say. It's not what nobody say. When we became born again, all that stuff was buried at the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things passed away. Behold, that words mean look, see, all things have become new. That's no longer me. What they said about me is not me. I don't care what you say about me, because I know what God say about me. And his word has got to be our absolute truth. This is where we get our identity from. The truth, God's truth, sets us free from the lies of the enemy. So what's our white lie? What lie has the devil told you to make you believe that God's word is not true? It's finished. It's done. He said we have been redeemed. We have been redeemed from the curse. Nothing, no weapon formed, no word spoken. So bless those. Make sure that you're blessing those, because I've seen this word in action. Make sure that you're blessing those who's trying to curse you. Don't curse those who's trying to, because see, they can't curse you. All they're doing is hurting themselves. Because the word, it's like a boomerang. It's like a boomerang. You know, a boomerang, if you throw it, it comes back, right? And that's, God doesn't want that. This is why he's saying, bless those who try to curse you and pray for those who try to despitefully use you. Why? Because you're hurting yourself. You're not hurt because you can't curse Pharaoh. You cannot curse what God has blessed. No witch, no warlock. It doesn't matter what mama them said. It doesn't matter what family them say. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what whoever says. I'm telling you, we as born again believers, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. But the question is, whose report will you believe? Do you believe if you walk across a crack, it's going to break your mama back? Do you believe if you walk up under a ladder? Do you believe if the glass break, you're going to have 7 years of bad luck? Why would you add your faith to that? Listen, we've been redeemed. Do you believe that the witches, that the warlocks and all of them can curse you as a born, I'm talking about a born again believer? Do not add your faith to what the devil say. Don't let your fear activate your faith. Don't let fear activate your faith, right? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. But fear comes by hearing, and doubt comes by hearing the words of the devil and believing it, right? This is what happened to Eve in the garden. She heard what the devil said, and she believed what the devil said. And when she believed what the devil said, that's when doubt and unbelief came. Did God really say? Did God really mean that we've been redeemed from the curse? If we believe the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord said that he sent his word and he healed them. He sent, how many of you believe, how many of us believe that the word of God, it is the power of God unto salvation? I'm not talking about saying stuff to be religious. I'm telling you, I've experienced it. I've tasted and I've seen for myself that the Lord is good. It wasn't just because my mama said he was good, but I've experienced him for myself. I know about the peace that passes all understanding. I'm telling you for real that greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. I'm telling you for real that the devil is defeated and Jesus is still Lord, and that no weapon, no word. Don't worry about those words that they spoke over you when you was a child. Don't worry about those words that they spoke over you. I'm telling you, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you now have a new life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The devil words have no power over you unless you believe it. What's your why lie? Jesus said, if we continue in his word, we are his disciples indeed, and we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. What is it that God's truth sets us free from? The word of God, which is the power of God, sets us free from a devil's lie. Are you believing a devil's lie? What's your why lie? What's your why lie? What lie has the devil told you to convince you that you're not blessed? What, that you're the blessed? You cannot curse. You cannot, the devil cannot curse. The devil cannot curse you because God has already blessed you. He's redeemed you from, he's redeemed us. He already paid that price, but the devil wants us to think that we have to live a demonic life because he don't want us to believe the report of the Lord. Will we believe the report of the Lord? The way we can tell when we're believing the report of the Lord is when we're not constantly believing what they say. Listen, when we get free from they, whoever they is, whenever we get free from what mama said, whenever we get free from what my family said, whenever we get free from what they said, that's when we can really walk in the liberty of Christ. So how do we get free from what they said? We already got free. We believe the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord says that we have been redeemed. If we don't believe in the redemption, what is our salvation resting upon? He didn't just die so we can be saved and we can go to heaven, but he redeemed us from every curse. He redeemed us from sickness, from anything that the devil tries to do to curse us, to bring evil things into our lives. Christ has said, you have been redeemed. I paid the price for that. That's not yours. That's not your portion. Quit owning stuff and calling it mine. My cholesterol, my this, my that. Sometimes you may have to suffer in silence so people can't bring their words and start trying to put their word curses in your life. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. John the Baptist, the Lord had to shut his daddy's mouth the whole time Elizabeth was pregnant so he wouldn't speak curses over the promise. You can't tell everybody what you're believing. You can't tell everybody what you're standing on or what you're standing for, because the devil brings his words to try to get you into doubt and unbelief. But I'm just here to tell you again, I'm here to encourage you and to exhort you and to remind you, because the Lord woke me up this morning. I woke up like this, you don't even understand. And it was said, redemption, you have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. It's not what they say. We just got to quit believing it. What's your why lie? What's your why lie? What lie is it that's holding you in the wilderness? The children of Israel could not enter. They could not possess the promises of God. Not because they wasn't theirs. Everything the word of God say is true. It's yes and it's amen. But the reason they could not possess the promise is because they was believing the lie. They didn't know that they didn't understand that they was well able. They didn't believe it. They knew the word. They could even quote the word. But they didn't believe the word. It's with the mouth we confess. It's with the heart that we believe. Do you believe the report of the Lord? Do you believe that by Jesus' stripes you're already healed? Do you believe the report of the Lord, that you have been redeemed from every curse, every curse, every curse, every curse, every curse, every curse? We have been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13, we have been redeemed. Our Redeemer, he still lives. You've been redeemed from oppression, depression. I don't know, whatever it is, those curses, they broke the day you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The problem is that either you don't believe it or you just don't know it. But I'm here to tell you that you're not what they say. You're not who they say you are. 1 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, look, see, all things have become new. All things have become new. All things have become new. It's not what they say. It's what God say. Stop believing the curse. Stop adding your faith to what the devil say. And let's add our faith to what God say. The children of Israel, they added their faith to what they could see. They added their faith to the fact that there was giants in the land, and the giants really was in the land. But they did not add their faith to what God said. And because they did not add their faith, they knew the word. Because Joshua or Caleb, they came back and told them, we're well able to possess the land. But they couldn't believe that because they can only believe what they see. But the word of the Lord says that the just is to live by faith. We're to go walk by what we believe and not by what we see. And I'm here to exhort you, encourage you, and to remind you, not from a religious, I don't know nothing about religion, that we have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. Do you believe it? We have been redeemed. He didn't just die to save you. He died to redeem us. You have been redeemed. It's not what they say. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. Listen, you have been redeemed, but you have to believe what they say in order to receive what they say. So the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years simply because they did not believe. It wasn't because God didn't want them to have the land. He'd already given it to them. But the reason they could not possess the land is because of their thought life. They could not change. They couldn't pivot from where they was at because of their mindset. Do you believe whose report do you believe? Do you believe that if there was no luck, there wouldn't be bad luck, there wouldn't be no luck at all? Good morning, Vanessa. I'm saying we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Whatever it is that the devil's trying to do to you, no weapon formed. He didn't say the weapon wouldn't form. He didn't say they wouldn't persecute you. They wouldn't lie on you. They wouldn't try to cheat you. That's not what he said. He said, no weapon formed, no evil word, no demonic word, no witchcraft, warlock, none of that. Excuse me, no weapon formed. We got to quit adding our faith to what they say. This is why we're stuck where we're at, because we got to change that mindset. We have got to start believing the word of the Lord. No witches can curse you. No warlocks can curse you. No words, no demonic words spoken against you can curse you. We have to understand the same way Christ died to save us is the same way Christ died to redeem us. No weapon, nothing. Let's detach our faith from old wise fables. Detach our faith from black cats and broken glass. And I just tell people, listen, I don't believe none of that. I don't believe that the devil can touch me. I don't believe that the devil can hurt me. I don't believe none of that. I don't believe none of that. I believe that greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. That's what I believe. That's the report of the Lord. Whose report do you believe? Do you believe in the curse, or do you believe in the blessing? That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That no weapon formed. And don't forget, I'm getting ready to go. Don't forget to do what Jesus said to do, to bless those who try to curse you, to bless those. Why? Because God loves people. Do you know that God loves people? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loves people. God loves people. Don't wish nothing evil on those people that the devil is trying to use, because it's the devil behind the scenes trying to instigate the entire thing. It's not them. Our fight is not against flesh and blood people, right? Our fight is not against flesh and blood people. Quit wasting your time on people. I told my grandbaby, she was having trouble at a school with a little demon that wanted to try to rebel, try to bully her. I said, listen here now, come on now. You know that your fight is not with this little girl, okay? So what you gotta do is you gotta bind that devil. You say, Satan, you don't have to say it to her. You just say, devil, I bind you and command to loose this little girl. And my grandbaby, the next day she went back to school, she said, grandmommy, the little girl was acting all nervous and scared. And I said, what happened? She said, grandmommy, I bind the devil just like you said. And she couldn't say nothing. How many of you know that We have power in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, good morning, Tammy. He said, I've given you the keys to the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I don't know about you, but don't allow your faith to activate your fear. Have faith in what the word of the Lord is. He said, we're well able, whatever it is that God has called us to, whatever it is that God has called you to do, don't let the devil talk you out of it. Believe the report of the Lord. We're well able to go in and to possess the land. We have been redeemed from the curse. We have been redeemed from the curse. We have been redeemed from generational curses. We have been redeemed from the curse. We have been redeemed from the curse. Galatians